I'm guessing we have about 2,000. I don't know. I'm terrible at guessing. It's a bad thing for me, but a good thing for you. How many bets have you won already, just by trying to make me guess something? Man, if I had a dollar for each time you won a bet, I would have $53. What do you mean it serves me right? Now I have to pick them all up. This is why I love you, right? Because you're mean to me. Oh? That's junior high school mentality? I'm only joking around. See, if only you're as nice to me as I am to you. What are you doing? What if my dad comes out here? I shouldn't have to remind you that this is my family's orchard. And that the old man sometimes comes out here for a walk during the late afternoon. Yeah, I know this place is huge. And that we're hidden amongst all these apple trees. But if you ask me, better safe than sorry. What? Not scared? Or are you just putting on a brave face? Now put your hands where they belong. Like on those big, juicy, round, ripe apples on that tree over there. Okay. Maybe just a couple more, and then we can start heading back. Yes, that's true. We usually pay workers to do this for us. Could you pass me that, please? Thank you. It gets super busy here during the peak harvest season. That's right. A lot of people come here from overseas and do this as part of their working holiday. And then maybe they start to regret it, because they realize after just one day that picking apples is actually really, really hard, physically demanding work. Especially during the warmer months. Yep, I'm just using you for free labor. Come on. I wasn't the one who suggested a date out here in the orchard. Plus... You said so yourself that you were enjoying this just 15 minutes ago. Are your hands and arms tired yet? Mine are. Kinda. I do my best to come out here and help when I have time. So, I'm used to the movements. You, on the other hand, might be sore tomorrow, though. This might sound weird, but apple picking is actually really, really good stress relief. To me, anyway. Thank you. Here you go. There's just something about being out here that's so pleasant and calming. And right now, I have you all to myself. And nobody is working on a Sunday. It's just you and me and these apple trees. Yeah, and the birds. Burbs. I have a friend who swears that apple picking completely cured their back pain. Well, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for it. Here. Remember, the ones on the outside of the tree ripen first, so choose those ones. Yeah, you can reach further in if you want. You can get to them. You have longer arms than I do. Could you grab that? Cheers. I don't think I've ever told you this, but the very first apple tree here was planted on the day I was born. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'll ever take over the family business. My siblings? They're like me, out doing their own thing. Well, apple trees can live for about 80 years, if you care for them correctly. Kinda like a human. Of course, there are always those who deviate from the statistical norm. Okay, you've had enough? Here, I'll help you load these onto the back of the truck. You want to drive this back? He won't mind. Really? Huh? Not ready to go back? You feel like spending more time out here? Yeah, I don't see why not. Weather's good. Let me just grab some water. All right, where do you want to go? Here's good. Can I put my head on your shoulder? You make the best pillow. A pillow with arms that wrap around me. And a mouth that says the sweetest things. Especially when you want me to do something. Like when there's a spider you want me to catch. What would you do without me, huh? Where would you be? In a better place. Ouch, man. The thing I said before about you being me. Come here. Yes. But maybe I shouldn't get too comfortable. Otherwise, I might just fall asleep on you. You're not gonna take out a marker and draw my face again, are you? Don't you dare. Don't go Jigglypuff on me. Well, you'd have to sing me a song first, and maybe then it would be worth it. But if you do, don't post the pictures on your social media. I got a few comments about the questionable art you drew on my face last time. Why do you do such things to me? Huh? Is the purpose of my existence solely for your entertainment? And to feed you? Well, I don't mind. Maybe later on tonight, in bed. Speaking of feeding, are you hungry? On the menu is the apple on the ground. That slightly misshapen apple over there. Or this apple on the tree. Where else could you get such variety? It's all here in my family orchard. So? All right. The apple from the tree it is, then. The way to clean it is to wipe it on my shirt. There. Kills 99.9% of bacteria. No, that's not a scientific. I got this Swiss Army knife on a trip 2 years ago. And I've carried it on me ever since. I just keep it on my keychain. Just take this off. Yes, I could just give you an apple to take bites from. But that's a whole different experience to your girlfriend slicing off bits of apple with a pocket knife and feeding them to you one by one. Here. See? Not bad. It's sweet. Just like you. Here you go. I've always liked the crunchy apples more than the floury ones. Green apples are okay, but I'm not a huge fan. They're sour. I'm starting to salivate more just thinking about them. Yeah, this is a beautiful place. I've always loved it. And now, I'm grateful that I get to share it with you. do come out here and write sometimes. It's a good change of scenery to the study. Same reason that bloggers go to cafes or novelists go to parks. A change in environment creates a change in mood, and often that gets the creative juices flowing. It's not much fun when you're stuck in the same room with the same background day after day. Yeah, I kinda wish I knew about that little trick when I was back in school. It would probably have saved me from procrastinating on every single one of my essay assignments. But you live and learn, huh? Big piece for you this time. What about you? What do you like to do to clear your mind? Naps and gaming. Who doesn't love a good nap, though? I wouldn't mind taking one in a bit, to be honest. I used to love taking naps during the late afternoon, around this time. But naps are so much better when you have someone there to cuddle. I love you too. Meeting you is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You drive me up the wall sometimes, but it doesn't change the fact that I absolutely adore you. You have a bit of apple on your face. You want the last of this? Hey, do you want to stay for dinner? It'll just be us in the house tonight. We can watch the football and I can make us something to eat. Or we can order takeout. Pizza? Your choice. Yeah?